This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. Nothing like a UN climate summit for pitching expanded oil and gas deals. I'm David Brancaccio. First, many of the world's biggest economies have agreed to safety standards for artificial intelligence. The deal is non-binding, and I don't see China's name here, but U.S. officials say it's a breakthrough designed to push companies to put safety first. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here.
Yeah, a breakthrough, David, because it is the first time officials say multiple countries around the globe are putting out are putting out joint safety guidelines for artificial intelligence systems. Now, these guidelines address a subset of the concerns raised by AI. They're specifically about designing cybersecurity defenses into these systems from the beginning to keep them from getting hacked. What the guidelines don't address are some of the even bigger questions around AI having to do with major economic disruptions and potential threats to humanity.
And this is not science fiction. AI researchers are alarmed about AI going amok.
They are. The internal crisis we just had at OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, it happened, according to Reuters, just after some of the company's scientists sent a letter to the board of directors informing them of a breakthrough at the company, which could result in artificial intelligence surpassing human intelligence. And according to that letter, that breakthrough could potentially threaten humanity. And it's safe to say that governments are struggling to respond at the speed with which these AI developments are happening. The new joint agreement is one way they're responding. Congress, though, has yet to act. Europe is a bit farther along with writing new laws in that there could be some draft AI regulations ready by the end of the year.
We've been following the 33 states suing the company that owns Facebook and Instagram for allegedly configuring platforms in ways that harm children. Now some unsealed court documents indicate Meta deliberately rigged up its social media platforms to engage kids and that relatively few child accounts were unplugged despite millions of complaints. The New York Times and the Wall Street Journal first described the documents, some of which appear to show Meta leveraging the tendency of young people to, for instance, act impulsively or to succumb to peer pressure. Meta told the AP the suit misrepresents its work over 30 years to provide tools to support teens and their parents, and that age verification is a challenge for the whole industry. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Host of the big UN summit on climate change that starts this week is the United Arab Emirates, a country that produces a lot of climate-changing fossil fuels. Now the BBC has obtained leaked documents showing the UAE was planning to use meetings with foreign governments surrounding the summit to discuss new business opportunities for the UAE's state oil and gas company. Justin Rowlatt, the BBC's climate editor, has the story.
And now, more than ever, we need to unite on climate and deliver a clear message of hope.
Dr. Sultan Al Jaber, appointed the president of COP28 by the UAE, was building ambition at a meeting of environment ministers from around the world last month.
And we must deliver in Dubai.
But Mr. Jaber is also the head of ADNOC, the UAE's huge state oil company, and its renewable energy business, Masdar. Now, working alongside independent journalists at the Centre for Climate Reporting, we've got hold of briefing documents prepared by the UAE's COP28 team ahead of meetings with 27 foreign governments. They show Dr. Jaber was briefed to discuss business deals for the state firms. Now, I've got the documents here, and they suggest telling China that the UAE's oil company is willing to jointly evaluate liquefied natural gas opportunities in Mozambique, Canada, and Australia. The Brazilian environment minister was to be asked to help with the UAE's multi-billion dollar bid for a Brazilian oil and gas processing company. Now, attempting to do business deals, especially oil and gas deals, during the COP process appears to be a serious breach of the standards the UN expects of a COP president. It told the BBC a president should be impartial and act without bias or self-interest. Professor Michael Jacobs of Sheffield University is an expert on UN climate politics.
This looks breathtakingly hypocritical. But I actually think it's worse than that, because the UAE at the moment is the custodian of a United Nations process aimed at reducing global emissions. And yet, in the very same meetings, it's actually trying to do side deals which will increase global emissions.
The ADNOC HQ, 65 stories high, dominates the skyline of Abu Dhabi. We know on at least one occasion a country followed up on a potential fossil fuel deal brought up in a meeting arranged by the UAE's COP28 team. But 12 countries have told the BBC there was either no discussion of commercial activities during meetings or a meeting did not take place. I questioned the Director General of the UAE's COP28 team, Majid Al Suwaidi, at a press conference in Abu Dhabi last month.
Mr. Majid, as you know, there is some anxiety about an oil executive being put in charge of a climate conference. What would you say to reassure people of the independence of COP28 from ADNOC?
Our team is fully independent. We are very confident that our team is focused on delivering COP28, is focused on delivering the great results that we need to do.
The COP28 team did not deny using climate meetings to discuss fossil fuel deals. It told the BBC, private meetings are private and we do not comment on them.
Justin Rowlatt reporting for the BBC. It is now confirmed that President Joe Biden will not attend that summit, given the demands of the war in the Middle East. Also, when it comes to the COP28 summit, follow the money and follow the methane. That discussion is in the Marketplace Morning Podcast. If you miss it on the air today. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.